الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, الحمد لله, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we complete the 19 juz of the Quran. And today's ayah is, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا. And the day where the wrongdoer will bite on his hands and he will say, if only I took a path with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a valuable lesson for us to learn from this ayah, and that is opportunity. Brothers and sisters, we've been placed on this earth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's given us the ability to choose what we're going to do with what's in our control. Often when we look back in our life, we reflect upon the choices we've made in life, whether it be at work, with family or friends, and we think about their impact and where they've taken us. This is an opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that allows us to repent and potentially get rewarded for our sins that we repented for. But brothers and sisters, since when did we become so sure that we'll get the chance to look back and reflect at our previous mistakes and move forward? The day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will account us is around the corner, and we don't realize this. And on that day, whatever's on your book cannot be taken back, and whatever's in that book is what you'll get accounted for. At that point, there is no more reflecting, and there is no more trying to move forward from your previous mistakes. At that point, the only thing left is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment, and there is no second chance. That's why each and every single action that we do needs to be measured and calculated to be in accordance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. And on the other hand, we need to calculate and measure every single action that we do to make sure it does not fall in the category which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just stop and think for a second. Wouldn't you want to retrace the steps you took when you sold something or bought something and it turned out it wasn't good, or when you done your exams, or when you talked to someone the wrong way? Wouldn't you want to retrace your steps? Why rush to a life choice, which could be the last choice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to take in his dunya? And that one wrong last choice that you took ends up being the one thing that you couldn't reflect and make up for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to not be of those people who bite their hands in regret on a day of judgment. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.